听力课堂，听 class.com。
各位听众朋友，大家好，今天为大家介绍第二课，请大家打开我们这套教材第九页。
大家好，我是 Bruce。
Well, probably they would like to hear you speak English only, so introduce yourself in English again.
Hi, everybody. This is Bruce.
事实上呢 ,Bruce 呢他的这个普通话呢讲得非常的棒的。他只不过是故意讲一点点而已。However, this is basically an English teaching program.、Mm. So every now and then, of course, he will step in and speak Chinese, but most of the time, he will explain the key points, if there's any, in English.So, lesson two, we have a very short dialogue. Now, by the way, what's the meaning of this word, dialogue?
A dialogue is a conversation between two people.
也就是两个人之间的一个对话 And that is spelled...
Conversation or dialogue?
Dialogue.
Okay. Well, you can see it on page 9 here.D-I-A-L-O-G-U-E, but it is also spelled D-I-A-L-O-G. So there are two spellings for this word.
啊，有两种拼法 ,D-I-A-L-O-G-U-E, 这是我们现在看到这个拼法。但也有人说呢 ,D-I-A-L-O-G, dialogue.The pronunciation is exactly the same.
对、
就是发音是完全相同的。Conversation 就是未必指的是两个人啊三个人啊五个人之间的会话都可以用 conversation, 对不对
or sometimes just one person, Peter, because sometimes I hear you talking to yourself.
有时候也可以一个人这样子啊也可以用 conversation. 我们这样说了刚才彼得自言自语那这句话呢啊那你可不是暗示呢准备呢 Peter is going to be sent to a kind of hospital.
Funny farm.
So with a funny farm. Funny farm 就是很滑稽的农场。不在这里是另外的含义就是疯人院。我们可以讲疯人院也可以用 funny farm。不过这个 farm 是农场 ,F-A-R-M。F-A-R-M, 通常以介词 on 并用 He was raised on the farm. 他在农场长大的被拉拔大的。但谈的这个 funny farm 就不是呢农场了就是疯人院。不过正式的用于这个疯人院呢有这么一个字叫 asylum。
Mental asylum. Mental. M-E-N-T-A-L. Again, M-E-N-T-A-L, asylum, A-S-Y-L-U-M, again, A-S-Y-L-U-M.
我们说, yesterday, Peter was sent to a nearby mental asylum.Because he kept talking to himself. 因为彼得自言自语所以被送到疯人院去了。不过学英文我们却要像疯子一样对不对这是正常的。所以 lesson 2, 现在在这儿呢我们有这么一个标题呀同时有接下来的这个对话实用绘画部分。现在我们就要请大家竖起耳朵那么好好听呢卜大哥呢给我们念这段对话。
How to improve your English. Part 1 dialogue. Mac is talking to his friend Don. Mac and Don are both boys or men. Mac says, Hi Don, how are you doing in your English class? Don answers,Not so well, I'm afraid. Mac asks, What's the problem? And Don tells him, I'm not improving. Tell me, how come your English is so good? And Mac says, Well, I have an American girlfriend. Don says, Aha! That's it. Now I know what to do. He runs off. And Max says, Hey, come back. I was just kidding.
这是挺有趣的一项对话。不过这里标题是 How to improve your English. 如何改进你的英文，把你的英文呢弄好。Improve, 改进，我们这边翻成加强。这个 improve 在使用的时候啊，它可以当及物动词，也就是有一个宾语，但是也可以当不及物动词。现在我们就用 improve 后头加宾语的，也就是我们照这么一个句子来试试看。
He improved his English by studying every day.
他每天借着念书啊，所以使自己的英文有进步。再来一遍。
He improved his English by studying every day.
He studied every day, so his English improved. 我们就可以当不及物动词。他每天都读书，所以他的英文有进步了。He studied every day, so his English improved. 但是 improve 也可以当名词，加个 ment 形成名词的用法 improvement。用 improvement 的时候，记住它是与动词 make 并用。这个 make 然后再放 improvement 是一个固定的用法。咱们造一个句子
，Peter, you've made a lot of improvement in your Mandarin.
啊哦，彼得，你的国语，普通话有进步哦，进步好多啊。啊，那这个时候我就会说 ，Thank you, Bruce, for teaching me. 谢谢你 ，Bruce， 你教的真好。啊，这句话这么说 ，You have made. 记住 ，improvement 是一个不可数的名词。You have made a lot of improvement in your English. 我们就可以这样造句。哎，由于他读书，他很努力，所以他的英文进步很大。Because he studies hard, 由于他非常的努力读书 he has made a lot of improvement in his English, 就这样说。好了，现在我们就来看这个 dialogue。你看这里 ,Mac is talking to his friend, Don. Mac 跟他的朋友 Don 说话。在这里这个 talk, 哎，这通常呢是一个不及物动词，我们可以这样说，哎，你们在谈什么呀？我们可以这样说 ,What are you talking about? 我们不说 ,What are you talking? 而用 talk about, 所以我们用 talk about, 谈论，我们造一个句子。
The teachers were talking about the problem student.
啊，所以这些老师们正在谈论这个问题学生。他是个问题学生，我们常说呢 ,he is a problem student. 这个 problem 是名词做我们形容词用。He is a problem student. He keeps causing trouble. 他不断的惹麻烦。所以刚才这些老师们正在谈论这个问题学生，我们再说一遍。
The teachers were talking about Peter,The problem student.
你看他刚才故意打个结，指的是彼得。彼得就是那个问题学生，好狠哦。OK, 在这里啊 ,talk about, 谈论。但是呢这个 talk, 我可以这样说，也可以当及物动词后头放宾语。那么像有些用法呢叫 talk, 我举个例来讲呢 ,somebody into,后头放动名词，比如说 talk him into quitting smoking, 那就是说服他戒烟，我们就这样说的。哎，我们造个句子好吧，用 talk somebody 加 into, 再放呢这个动名词做宾语的用法。
His girlfriend talked Mac into quitting smoking.
Mac 的女朋友呢说服 Mac 呢就不要呢再抽烟了，就说服他戒烟。 quit 这个字咱们先拼一下
Q-U-I-T Q-U-I-T
这个 quitting 呢就变成 Q-U-I-T 重复一个 T 再加 I-N-G 重复一个 T 再加 I-N-G 所以这个句子我们再说一遍
His girlfriend talked Mac into quitting smoking、
另外 talk 当及物动词啊有时候呢我们说他满嘴的谈的都是什么东西胡说八道不要相信他有时候我们可以用这么一个字啊 nonsense 这样跟 talk 并用我们这样造个句子好了
When he gave the speech we realized he was just talking nonsense
当他演讲的时候我们都知道他在胡说八道好再来一遍
When he gave the speech we realized he was just talking nonsense
这个时候就不要说 he was just talking about nonsense 就是不能加介词 about 的满嘴的胡说八道用 talk nonsense 这样的说话好接下来我们看这个对话的内容这个 Max 先说了 Hi Don How are you doing in your English class?这个 Hi 是用来打招呼用的 Hi Don 哎，您现在英文课上的怎么样啊 How are you doing in your English class 首先我们这个打招呼的用语 Hi 跟这个 Hey 是不一样、你用 Hey 是 H-E-Y Hey 跟 Hi 区别在哪边请用英文告诉我们
Right PeterHi, as you just said, is a greeting. If I see my good friends, or sometimes my students, I will say, Hi, it's a friendly greeting. But, Hey, means, I want you to pay attention to me. I have something important to talk to you about, or maybe to show you. Hey,Come here. Hey, listen to me.
But hey in this case is not, you know, quite polite, I would say.
No, we should only use it between friends.
就是 hey, 必须在朋友之间才可以使用唤请大家的这个注意。Hey, 老兄你过来我有话跟你谈。这个时候 hey, come here, I've something to talk to you about.这个时候你才可以用 hey 但 hi 是打招呼用的 it's a greeting 这个 greeting 是招呼语是 g-r-e-e-t 加个 ing g-r-e-e-t ing 但接下来你看 how are you doing 哦这个用法很棒您好吗你还不错吧通常呢我们用来打招呼的时候其实 how are you doing 就好了通常后头就不要加东西近来可好 How are you doing 但通常讲 How are you doing 的时候我们回答的时候是怎么回答呀
Oh, okay, and you?
Fine, thank you 我们就这样说、我还不错啦所以通常 How are you doing 也可以讲 How are you getting along、这个字相当不错所以大家可以把它写起来 How are you doing 可以说 How are you getting alongHow are you getting along? 还不错吗? Get, G-E-T, 重复一个 T 再加 I-N-G, 然后 getting, 后头再放一个 along, A-L-O-N-G. 常常、我们常说、他进来怎么样? How's he doing? 是 How is he doing? 的缩写 How's he doing?、how's he getting along? 可以这样说。有时候碰了很久没有见面的朋友还可以用 How are you? 或是 How have you been?、这样用法 How have you been? 但是我们通常哈在外国哈尤其在美国这样走路的时候啊那有时候一听说怎么搞的我们看着美国朋友他没有到过四川怎么会讲四川话因为我听过那常常他们讲 Howdy!这是什么 ?Howdy, Howdy 刚好是四川话 ,How 不 How 啊很 Howdy 啊好啊我们去啊 ,Howdy, 那这个 Howdy 是不是中文还是英文呢？
是南部美语是南部的说法 Howdy H-O-W-D-Y H-O-W-D-Y If you go to Texas or other southern states in the United States Many people will greet you with Howdy
是 Howdy 原来是指的是英文可不是讲的四川话对不对那这指的就是说呢在美国呢南部包括德克萨斯州等等这几个州啊你可以看呢我们在街上走路和人们会很亲切的跟你打招呼 Howdy这个时候呢当然了你也会回答说 Howdy 这样回答这个 Howdy 当然你就不要说 I'm fine thank you 那个不是那是 How do you do 的很快的缩写How do you do? 你好就这个时候我们就这样说如果对方讲 How do you do? 你也可以回答说 How do you do? 这样下去你用 How do you do 的时候第一次见面所以这个时候用语就不能讲 I'm fine, thank you 是如果我们熟了然后第二次见面我们就不会讲 How do you do? 我们会讲说 How are you? 或者是呢 How are you doing? 这样的缩写
Hello
Hello 都可以这样说好啦接着他就讲 Not so well, I'm afraid 他说哎呀表现得不怎么好啦恐怕我的看法是这样哦 Not so well, I'm afraid 原来的句法是 I'm afraid that I'm not doing so well in my English class 原来句法是这样的 I'm afraid that I'm not doing so wellIn my English class, 恐怕我的英文这一门课啊表现得不怎么好读起来蛮吃力的。这个 I'm afraid, 可不要翻成我好害怕哟。这个 I'm afraid 就等于 I think 的意思我想的意思。但是用 I'm afraid 呢是语气比较呢弱一点比较客气的意思在里头跟害怕完全两回事情这里也就等于 I guess, I think 的意思
对譬如说I'm afraid it's going to rain so we can't go on the picnic
恐怕待会就要下雨了所以我们认为啊这个野餐是不能去啦所以这句话刚才蛮好的再说一遍好吧
I'm afraid it's going to rain so we can't go on the picnic
We can't go on the picnic就是从事野餐郊游远足啊我们用 go on 后头加 a picnic 或者是 the picnic picnic 这个字是这样拼的
P-I-C-N-I-C again P-I-C-N-I-C
好记住以 on 并用但是 I'm afraid 后头放 that 引导的这个从句啊特别要记住哦通常这个后头的讲的一些内容呢是比较负面的不太好的东西我们不能这样说 I'm afraid she's beautiful 没有这样的说法I'm afraid she's not good looking 恐怕她长相不怎么好看今天要相亲 I'm going to have a blind date 相亲顺便说一下是用 blind date 盲目的约会就是以前没有见过他爸爸妈妈一直要我去我担心恐怕对方长得不怎么样讲这句话你自己照照镜子对不对我们这样说look into the mirror yourself 对不对你还嫌人家了对不对普大哥你不要这样子嘛OK 好了我们就这样说 I'm afraid 我恐怕通常放 that 这个从句的时候 that 可以省得掉所以我们刚刚讲说恐怕今天会下雨我们把 that 省得掉说一遍
I'm afraid it's going to rain so we can't go on the picnic
哎，讲不错的好了接下来看了 what's the problem 啊，你的问题在哪儿啊就等于 what problem do you have with your English你的英文毛病在哪儿我们可以这样说 What problem do you have with your English? 通常那个 problem 以介词 with 并用 It seems that he has some problems with the work 似乎他做的工作有些困难，我们就可以这样说了。
We can also say, what's the matter? M-A-T-T-E-R. M-A-T-T-E-R. Or, what's wrong? W-R-O-N-G. W-R-O-N-G. But be careful. 不可以。What's the wrong?、
Mm.
What's the problem? What's the matter? Or,What's wrong?、
因为 wrong 是形容词，所以前面可不能加定冠词的 what's the wrong。不过我们在学英文，假如不幸讲了这个错误，那没有关系。别忘了我们 lesson one， 我们讲了说 don't be afraid to make mistakes、嗯。但是一旦我们外国朋友给我们做了纠正之后，下次就要把它改过来，对不对啊？
对呀、
啊。好的，那我们接下来讲说。I'm not improving. Tell me, how come your English is so good? 他说我没有进步耶。告诉我怎么搞的你的英文是那么好啊。I'm not improving. 你看这边当一个不及物动词，他用了现在进行时，而且我一直都没有在进步。其实这边也可以用呢，现在完成进行时也可以变成I have not been improving, 或者是 I have not made any improvement. 跟着这样说 I have not made any improvement. 这样说法都对的。Tell me, 告诉我 how come your English is so good? 你的英文是怎么那么棒？是怎么回事？记住这个 how come 就等于 why。只不过是 how come 是用在口语，而且后头的问句形态它不倒装的，而 why 要用倒装哦。Why is your English so good? 好，我们可以这样说，我们可以这样造个句子。Bruce, 为什么你长得那么丑啊？叫丑叫做 ugly, 叫 U-G-L-Y, 你看我们就这样说。How come you look so ugly? 这个时候特别记住。How come 后头不能用倒装？我们这样说 ，Bruce， where's the handkerchief？ 手帕在哪边？你不要哭嘛，好吧，擦擦眼泪这样子。好了
，The truth hurts
啊，这事实的真相呢，会让人觉得难过的。好，所以他在哭。其实 Bruce 他长得非常潇洒，我故意这样开玩笑，就怕我们听众朋友在收音机旁边睡着了，对不对啊？所以是要好好的呢，注意到学英文。How come? 记住哦，它不能倒装的，用 why 要倒装。Why do you look so ugly? U-G-L-Y 就是丑陋的啊。那么当然呢，我们这样是开玩笑，就是主要告诉大家 how come 后头不倒装 ，why 要用倒装。他为什么上课又迟到了呢 ？Why is he late for class again?How come he is late for class again?、
嗯、
是这样造句的，是不错。好，我们用 how come 也造个句子。
How come you failed your Chinese test, Peter?
啊，彼得，你怎么为什么这次中文考试没考好啊？哎，我们再来一遍。
How come you failed your Chinese test, Peter?
啊哈 ,fail 这个字是 F-A-I-L 加个 E-D 用的过去式。我们用why 造个句子好不好
?Why did you fail your Chinese test, Peter?
你看这边用 did, 当然后头的 fail 就要用原形动词。再来一遍。
Why did you fail your Chinese test?Peter?
Well, because I goofed around.、
Ah,
I didn't study at all.
You goofed around. To goof around, 浪费你的时间 Goof, G-O-O-F, 加 around, A-R-O-U-N-D. Again, G-O-O-F 是 goof, 还有 around,A-R-O-U-N-D
嗯，也就是混时间啊，每天混 He goofs around all day 的整天呢都是不读书混来混去的好接着我们往下看 Well, I have an American girlfriend 是这样的 Well, 是这样的啊 I have an American girlfriend. 我有一位美籍的女朋友。啊，这是 Don 就讲的话了。啊哈，哈，逮到了。啊，这个时候他讲 That's it. 原来是这么回事啊。Now I know what to do. 我现在终于知道该怎么做了。这个啊哈在什么时候在使用，同时照个这个情况的这种例句告诉我们。
啊哈 means I understand, I've got it, I've got it, I understand. For example, if you're trying to think of the answer to a problem, let's see, the capital of Canada is, aha, it's Ottawa.
哦，原来我在想一个问题，哎，加拿大的首都啊是什么地方 ？Let's see. Aha, I got it. 啊，我终于了解了。啊，是渥太华。他怎么说？Aha, 就是终于了解。还有另外 ，That's it. 这是蛮好用的一个用法。
了解的，
也就是了解的意思。哦，原来是这么回事。Now I know what to do. 我现在知道该怎么办了。He runs off. 他赶紧就跑掉了。这个 runs off 也可以等于 he runs away, 就走开的意思。好，这个时候呢、Mac 又说了 Hey, come back! 你看现在看到这个 Hey, Hey, 快回来！我刚才只是开玩笑的。I was just kidding. I was just kidding, 就等于 I was just joking.
对。
一样的意思。J-O-K-E, 但是把 E 去掉加一个ING, I was just joking. 我只是说着玩玩的，那不是这么一回事情。好，现在我们把这个对话我们再念一遍，记住大家一方面听，一方面呢跟着这种朗诵。
How to improve your English? Mac is talking to his friend Don. Hi Don, how are you doing in your English class? Not so well, I'm afraid. What's the problem?I'm not improving. Tell me, how come your English is so good? Well, I have an American girlfriend. Aha! That's it. Now I know what to do. He runs off. Hey, come back. I was just kidding.
好，我们谢谢诸位的收听，下一次同一时间再会。
Bye, everybody. See you next time.